You found the right frequency. It's the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass. Well, that's something a little different. Part 6 of the Australian Suite by Sven Liebeck and his orchestra. Here on the Shortwave Music Library, I'm DJ Frederick, and happy good morning to you. We're tuning in music for late night and early morning awakenings. That sounds a little too new agey.
Thank you.
from 1982, Milan Pilar with February. Very appropriate for this February 28th edition of the Shortwave Music Library. Before that, we heard the Bluebirds and Keep Cool from 1973. And we started off from 1972, the Cookie Freeman original Velvet Sound and Count the Lights of San Francisco.
Here's a program from our archives. This week, members of the Coptic faith, an ancient Christian denomination with roots in Egypt, are celebrating the beginning of a new year. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet, in a service which lasts through an entire night. New Year's hymns are sung as they've been for centuries.
At certain times you'll be hearing praises. At other times you'll be hearing glorification of the saints.
Father Antonios Tanyas is with the St. Mary Coptic Orthodox Church in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
It'll be mostly in the Coptic, sometimes Greek language. It is all very ancient, very historic. Some of the hymns and the tunes go back over 1,000 years. And towards the end of the night, it'll be mostly praises, and these are praises that are sung in monasteries throughout our churches for centuries and centuries.
Sung in honor of the Copts who suffered under Egyptian rulers, these hymns are a testimony to a religion which has struggled to remain true to its origins.
The Coptic Orthodox Church has not deviated in any way, and it still practices the ancient traditions as they were established in the beginning years. We are an original church. Thanks to many persecutions who've kept us secluded, we've become like a time capsule for many people who are aware of the Christian history, and they see our practices today, and it is as if they're living 1,800 years ago.
Additional funding for this series has been provided by the National Science Foundation. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Carne
Reissue album that I definitely need to get into the DJ Frederick archive. That's Capricorn College with Orfeo 2000. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB LP 107.1 in the great town of North Adams. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you as soon as they broadcast another edition. Wishing you many blessings, and remember, dust off your shortwave and take a listen.